Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
3030. Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 146. I know you're probably busy juggling your personal and professional life during these most unusual times, so I am appreciative of those who take the time to tune into this radio show and podcast. Thank you. While it's called Tech It Out, it's anything but technical. As the announcer says, my goal is to break down geek speak into street speak, to demystify technology as much as I aim to celebrate it. I also believe tech can be part of the solution to get us out of this current crisis that we're all in a few different areas, some of which we'll discuss during today's show. Some big ideas, some small things that could make a difference. We're going to start off with Big Fish Games, about gaming for good, connecting with those who matter through digital entertainment, even if you're not physically beside someone. And so we're going to kick things off with Big Fish Games and a COVID-19 initiative that they're part of as well. Then we're going to learn about a new app called Here I Am to call emergency services on your smartphone in a new and simplified yet powerful way during the COVID-19 crisis and beyond. We're going to talk with Intel this hour about working from home and the ideal gear you need to do so successfully, and a lot more on this week's Tech It Out, powered by Asus, which I'll tell you more about shortly, but let's kick things off. So how are you spending your time while self-isolating at home? For many of us, it's playing games to pass the time, give us some enjoyment. And in some cases, games can help us connect with others as well. I was just watching my youngest son, Ethan, laughing with his friends while playing an online computer game together. He's wearing a headset, microphone. So he's also socializing in a way. And so we're going to now talk about family-friendly gaming now with Jeff Karp. He's the managing director and president of Big Fish Games. Welcome to the show, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be here.
Hope you've been holding up okay, despite what's going on. I know games can help, but it's still obviously a very challenging time for many. Tell us, very high level, just to kick off our chat, tell us a bit about Big Fish Games.
Sure. Big Fish Games was started in 2002. Currently today, it's about a 600-person company located in Seattle with studios in Oakland, California, and we have developer partnerships around the world. Primarily, we create mobile games focused on puzzle and social casino. We do make some premium HOPA games on PC. And so our mantra is to craft top games that inspire and connect our players, which, you know, now I think is a pretty good time for that. Some of the games that some of your fans might be familiar with is Gummy Drop, which is a match three game. We have Cooking Craze, which is a time management game. Fairway Solitaire, which is obviously a solitaire game. And then we have two social casino games. One is Big Fish Casino and Jackpot Magic Slots. And then launching soon is a game called Evermerge, which is a new puzzle adventure game, which I'm excited to tell you about later in the interview.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to pick your brain about Evermerge. But when you said earlier HOPA games for the PC, what does that mean exactly?
That's hidden object puzzle adventure. So kind of you hunt for hidden objects, you crack mysteries, and then you solve puzzles. If you remember the old Highlight magazines, that's now kind of like a game where you're kind of looking to solve puzzles, and then you're actually kind of like solving mysteries through puzzles. So it's really fun, and we have a pretty deep consumers that are really enjoying those type of games out there.
Speaking of which, I looked back at the first time I wrote about Big Fish games, and it was in 2006, and it was a preview of a game called Mystery Case Files Prime Suspects. So I think that was one of those games where you have to look for little objects hidden in that level, and you have to click on them, and then there's an overreaching sort of narrative as well. So who do you think your core demographic is? Would it be fair to say that Big Fish games appeals to like the casual gamer? Is that a phrase that you embrace, or...
Yeah, I mean, I think, our core demo is exactly, it's casual gamers, you know, primarily 18-plus-year-old females, but we definitely, you know, appeal to a pretty large audience. You know, we have millions of players that are playing our games on a daily basis. But I would say kind of our sweet spot of our core players, once again, depending upon the game, tends to be typically like a 25-plus-year-old female. But once again, it translates to a pretty large casual audience. It's typically... You know, those players that have 5 to 10 minutes, maybe they're picking up their kid, or they have 10 minutes in an office or a quick break, and you know, this is a great way to kind of escape and kind of have a great sense of enjoyment.
Yeah, awesome. And you said that most of your games are on mobile platforms, so smartphones and iPads and other tablets, but you also have some games for the PC as well.
That's exactly right.
Any interest in creating console games for Xbox, Nintendo, or PlayStation?
Not at this point. I think there's a lot of great developers out there, and I think we're just going to focus on the things that, you know, if we've been successful in the past, you know, 18 plus years.
Yeah, absolutely. So interestingly, the WHO is recommending video games as an effective way to stop the spread of COVID-19. I guess their thought behind this is that people can stay at home, have healthy play with games, and socialize from a distance.
Even before COVID, we've always thought this is a great thing. Once again, if you remember what I was saying, our goal is to kind of, you know, inspire and connect players every day. And this really kind of makes that culmination come to fruition. And so, you know, we're really seeing people in today's world really, you know, we're creating a sentiment and a community around social, and really kind of how do we bring people together more than ever now. And, you know, since COVID, we've really kind of even seen kind of a shifting of the mindset, which is people now have a lot more gratitude. There's a lot more empathy. There's a lot more caring. You know, we're seeing people, you know, some of the people in our game was a nurse who kind of responded, you know, thank you for being part of the PAT campaign. And she was like, oh, this is great because I have a great opportunity to kind of play when I'm on a break. And then communities are rallying around. They're like, hey, thank you so much for all your support and help. And we saw another player that, you know, she has conditions and she's literally been housebound since February and just thanking us for the game. So, you know, it's really kind of bringing people together, you know, creating a community, creating a platform where people have a common thing they're talking about is the game. And then, like I said, I think people are really starting to share more than ever the gratitude, the empathy, and the caring of what's going on today. And it creates an ecosystem and a platform that they could all relate to.
We're chatting with Jeff Karp, Managing Director and President of Big Fish Games. We're going to talk about Evermerge, their latest title, in a moment. But speaking of caring and some of the anecdotal stories you've been hearing from people, tell us about Big Fish Games being part of the hashtag Play A Part Together initiative.
Yeah, I mean, that's a campaign that we were really excited to be part of. We were one of the original 17 companies to join the campaign in late March. And it's essentially, it's a global games industry initiative that leans into the power of games to connect while offering players reminders about some of the preventative actions to take, you know, on the fight against COVID. So everything from physical distancing to hand washing. We have 7 titles that are supporting this campaign. And we're promoting it through messaging like the power of physical distancing, through PSAs. You know, we're trying to provide in-game incentives through special events to encourage our players to kind of continue to participate. And then, we just do everything to kind of encourage social channels where people can have an outlet to kind of communicate to one another and just, you know, stay connected remotely. So, we think that this is a great opportunity for people to connect and really kind of stay apart. but play together.
All right, so now let's pivot and talk about Evermerge, which debuted on May 7th, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really excited. This is really a new genre that we're going into, and it's essentially, you know, blue ocean in the industry right now. And essentially, it's a puzzle adventure mobile game where players can match, combine, and merge to build kind of their unexpected storybook world. So you can uncover modern renditions of iconic characters along the way. So it's a place where there's a famed story heroes that live together in one. It's kind of an offbeat world. And they're kind of waiting for you to bring it to life, you know, one match and one merge at a time, where you're kind of combining things to make bigger things. So as a player progresses, they discovered offbeat, modernized storybook characters. So we have the shoes designer, which is Cinderella. We have a micro farmer, which is Paul Bunyan, an outdoor survivalist, Snow White, the media influencer, Rapunzel, and the witty Kiss in Boots. So it's really, you're bringing all these characters to life, and then you're combining light items. So, you know, essentially what you're doing is you match things together, and then you make even bigger items. So if you think about it, you kind of have these chains. So if you can imagine, you're kind of combining log, and then when you combine log together, that turns into timber, and then the timber turns into a wooden frame, and then the wooden frame turns into a wooden building, and then the wooden building downstream turns into a castle. So you continuously merge items together to kind of create this storybook world with these quirky characters. And it's an open world, so you can customize it. And essentially, you're creating your own unexpected storybook world. So you get to tell the story the way that you want to tell it. And once again, we have people that play it and they're completionists and they just want to continue to progress. We have other people that really just kind of create this imaginary world in their head, and they really kind of make up their own stories. You know, it's a sim-inspired world-building game, so if you like, you know, recipe making or task completion and world-building, and then it continues to evolve as you merge and bring in these characters. So it's a super exciting game that I think really kind of brings a lot to the imagination and is very rewarding, and particularly in a world where you're looking for escapism today, this is a world where you can immerse yourself in and really kind of, you know, kind of escape and tell the story the way you want to tell it, and it's very rewarding along the way.
All right, so it's called Evermerge. Is it available for both iOS and Android devices, and is it also free like most of the Big Fish games are, and then there's optional in-game content you can purchase?
Exactly right. Yeah, and if you want to learn more, you could also read it. Reach us at evermerge.com. So if you want to learn more, but it's really kind of something we're really proud of. It's very innovative in the space. It's a combination of merge meets open simulation, and has a great opportunity to kind of tell stories that people want to express themselves.
All right, so evermerge.com to learn more about the game, and of course there'll be a link to download it to your mobile device, whether it's an iPad, iPhone, or Android phone or tablet, and then bigfishgames.com to learn more about the other games in your lineup.
That's right.
All right. Jeff Karp, thanks so much for your time. Stay healthy. I really appreciate you carving out some time to chat with us.
Thanks, Mark. Good to speak to you, and stay healthy and safe with yourself as well.
We'll be right back when we learn about the Here I Am app on Tech It Out on the Radio America Network.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the Asus ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock-solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018, 800-429-4018, 800-429-4018, 800-429-4018.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Reading Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. I'm grooving.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS, for those in search of incredible. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. It's been said good technology solves a problem, and so now we're going to learn about an app called Here I Am. It's for iPhone and Android devices, and it might just be able to help you out during an emergency, whether it's during COVID-19 or after all of this is over as well. Joining us on the line to explain what Here I Am is all about, we've got Paul Tallman on the line. He's the founder and president of Phoenix Consumer Products, the makers of the Here I Am app. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Good afternoon, Mark, and thank you very much for having me.
Sure thing. I mentioned right off the top that good tech seems to solve a problem or something that's missing out there in the market. So what did Here I Am set out to do and why?
Well, the Here I Am app basically is an app that allows individuals to send out an emergency message to three of the contacts in their phone. Originally, I was watching a television show, and a commercial came on whereby it was an ad for the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and a gentleman in the ad was having a stroke as he was standing in the kitchen. His wife reached out to him. His daughter said, "Dad, what's going on?" And all of a sudden, I realized, living by myself at the time, that if anything were to happen to me, it could be days before somebody realized I was in distress. So I came up with the idea to create an app that would contact 911 automatically on my behalf by pressing the Here I Am app widget on the phone. I found out since then that in North America, both on the American side and the Canadian sides of the border, that 911 doesn't automatically accept text messages. Now, in some states and counties in states, it does, but generally across North America, it doesn't. But that didn't deter me from thinking, well, at least I could notify three of my contacts in my phone that I was in trouble, and then they can call 911 on my behalf, which 911 does actually prefer. They always prefer a live call. The beautiful thing about my product, though, the Here I Am app, is that it also provides the person who's receiving the message with my exact GPS coordinates and a map showing where I am. So the advantage of that is that while 911 knows where landlines are, they don't necessarily know where a user is when they're using a cell phone. Just in January of this year, a woman in Northern California was caught in a snowstorm, and she was buried for 6 days in her vehicle under a snowdrift, and she couldn't tell anybody where she was. Now, I don't know if she had a cell phone at the time, but if she didn't know how to work her GPS on her phone, she couldn't tell anybody where she was. With the Here I Am app, it would tell her friends, her contacts, automatically where she was so that they could notify 911 and they could get to her quickly. There was also a situation in Washington, D.C., where there was a Washington University student who had called 911 during an emergency crisis, and the police and the fire department and campus security knew he was on the campus, but they couldn't tell exactly where he was and what building he was. They had the general vicinity, and unfortunately, he went on to die. If this gentleman had had the 911 app and he had reached out to some friends, they could have told emergency services exactly where he was, so, pinpoint accuracy. So that's one of the advantages of the Here I Am app.
All right, so it leverages your smartphone's GPS chip to identify where you are down to, a couple of feet of accuracy. But do you need to manually open the app and press it? Because I can imagine during an emergency situation, you either may be very flustered and may not want to sift through your apps to find something in particular. It might be easier to just dial 911 yourself. And then what if you're not able to actually type anything or tap anything at all? Like what if something happens to you and you're not physically able to?
Well, that's a very good question, Mark. And unfortunately, the reality is that the technology isn't there yet. So at this point in time, yes, you do have to open up your phone and then you press the Here I Am app widget on your home screen. And it says, it'll ask you, do you want to send an emergency message now? And then you tap the widget one more time and then it sends the message out. So yes, you're correct. The idea here is that if you are lucid still, you're still conscious and you're able to do that, then this app will work for you. If you're unconscious or unable to get to your phone or open your phone, then the app won't work, unfortunately. The idea here is that even if you're a person who can't speak or are deaf or something like that, then you would have the opportunity to be able to, if you have the physical capacity at that time to open up your phone, at least then you can send out a message.
I know with the Apple Watch, it has a feature with, it has the fall detection feature. So if it does detect a fall, it's in a similar fashion. It will ask you if you're okay. But if you don't reply, if you don't turn that off, after a few seconds, it will send a message to the contacts in your address that you've determined as emergency contacts. But that's, I think, smart because if you're not able to speak, which may only be a very small percentage of the time that one finds themselves in a crisis situation, but maybe there's a way, technically speaking, to leverage the sensors in the phone that can detect a fall, you know, or something like that. And it still asks you if you're okay. And if it was a mistake and you just dropped your phone, then you could say, no, I'm fine. But if you don't reply, then it could send out that message. Do you think that's technically possible?
I'm not a technical person per se. I have a gentleman who works on all that for me, but it's a great idea. It's a great suggestion, and I will write it down, and perhaps there will be a version Here I Am app 2.0 in the future, and it'll incorporate that kind of an idea. It's a great idea.
We'll continue chatting about the Here I Am app when we return on Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply, U.S. only.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
I'm Andy Solomon. One in four stroke survivors may have another one. Up to 80% of secondary strokes may be prevented by developing a prevention plan with your doctor. Stroke neurologist and American Stroke Association volunteer Dr. Carolyn Brockington explains.
Take your medications as prescribed and manage your risk factors. Keep your follow-up appointments via telehealth if possible and participate in a virtual rehabilitation program if needed.
The American Stroke Association's Secondary Prevention Campaign, sponsored by Bayer, suggests having enough medication on hand. For ischemic stroke survivors, this may include aspirin to prevent another stroke. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
A stroke is a medical emergency. It's still important to call 911. Remember the acronym FAST. F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, and T, time to call 911.
To learn more, visit stroke.org/one is enough.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyonenowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're talking with Paul Tallman, founder and president of Phoenix Consumer Products, the makers of the Here I Am app. Before the break, you were telling us about the customizability of the Here I Am app being one of the key differentiators and strengths of this solution compared to others.
That is correct. One of the beautiful things about the app is that you can change the message, and we recommend people change the message as they're changing their situation. So, for example, if I wanted to say that I was going to Yellowstone Park, I could change my message to let people know that I've gone to Yellowstone Park. And so that when they get the message, they see a message from me saying, hey, I need help. I'm in Yellowstone Park. You know, here's my GPS coordinates. They'll then be able to talk to their local 911 who will transfer them to somebody more local to the position I'm in and provide emergency services that way. It's a really neat network, the way the 911 network works right across North America and how 911 operators work with other operators right across the continent.
Mm-hmm. But just to clarify, you're calling contacts like your sibling or your best friend or something, and they're the ones who are then sharing your location information with the operator on the phone. At this point, the app does not call 911 directly, just to clarify.
Okay. That is absolutely correct. The technology is not here in North America yet where we have a combined system that'll work right across North America. Now, however, in some counties in the United States, there are counties that do accept 911 text messages, rather, via 911. And now, well, all we would recommend there then is that in your contact list, you put 911 into your phone, and your phone will automatically call the local 911 closest to your cell location anyway. And then they would receive the message getting your name, your medical information. You can put as much information into the app as you want. We recommend that people with existing health conditions put in things like, you know, I suffer from diabetes and things like that, so that any emergency responders are given a heads up before they get to you. It may not be the situation that you're in, but it could very well be the situation you're in as well.
Right. Like, you could say something like, I'm allergic to penicillin. So if you aren't conscious when you're found, then they know not to administer that, which if you're not wearing
exactly
a bracelet or something, right?
Exactly. And there is space in the setup when you're talking about, you know, your name, address, phone number. Are you allergic to any medicines? There are, you know, allergies, things like that. There are questions there that allow you to fill in the space. And if you don't have any allergies, then you just type in NA kind of a thing and move on to the next question.
Yeah. So with that in mind, Paul, walk us through how the setup works. Once you install the app to your iPhone or Android device, you do answer these kinds of questions and you obviously choose, you know, who the phone will text with that information.
That is absolutely correct, Mark. And it's very, very simple. It only takes actually just a couple of minutes. As I said, you fill in as much information as you want. Any space that is left blank, you just fill it in with NA and then move on to the next question. It asks you questions like your doctor's information. You'd give you the name of your doctor, the doctor's phone number, and just that kind of information. And then it automatically picks for you. You choose who your contacts are right from your contact, your phone contact list, and just press save, and that automatically puts them into the queue for receiving the message in your time of in time of need.
Okay. And then you obviously have to allow your phone to share your location, right? Like your GPS information.
Yes. Yes. So for example, when the screen comes up first, after you've just downloaded, it will ask you to allow access to the device location. It will ask you for access to your contacts. It will ask you for allowance to send and view SMS messages. And once you've pressed allow, then it takes you into the rest of the information screen where you then type in your information regarding a doctor and any medical conditions that you might have.
Got it. One last question before we get to price and just confirming the website, Paul. I know you said you're not super technical, but if you're indoors, then the GPS may not be working or accurate because it needs to have line of sight with the satellites that hover above the Earth. So what happens then if you have a fall or something traumatic happens and you're indoors? Does it remember your last known location using GPS? Like, is it always refreshing every few minutes?
Yes, it is. So that is the idea, that no matter where you are. Of course, the one thing, and of course, Mark, you just asked a really good question. The one key thing about this is you also have to have cell service. One of the things that I've noticed, though, is that virtually all of North America, with, you know, with some exceptions, of course, when you're out in the middle of the American Midwest, you know, Utah and Wyoming, places like that, you may not get cell service because it just isn't there yet. But anywhere you have cell service, this will work. And the beautiful thing about this as well is that SMS texting uses less power than any other form of communication. So it uses less power than a phone call and also a video call as well. So you don't need a lot of power in your phone to send a message out, but you also don't need to have a lot of power around you. Like, you don't need to have a super strong cell signal in order for the cell towers to pick up your SMS message.
Okay, got it. So it remembers where you last were outside. Even if you do go inside where GPS may not work, it'll remember, you know, whenever a few minutes before you were inside of that location, like a cave or a home or something like that.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And finally, how much does the Here I Am app cost?
The Here I Am app is available on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, both for $1.99, and it's a one-time fee, so that as long as you have your phone number, it will follow along with you regardless of what device. If you update your phone, if you have the same phone number, it will follow along with you. So it's a one-time download fee of $1.99.
Okay, so it's available at the Apple App Store as well as the Google Play Store for Android devices, and the website to learn more is simply HereIAmApp.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
And I know you have a video there as well to see a little demo of the app in action. Paul Tallman, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Good luck with this and stay healthy out there.
Mark, thank you very much for your time and all the best to you and your listeners as well.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. This show is brought to you by ASUS, a company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, such as the sleek ZenBooks, which are fully featured and powerful laptops. There's the VivoBooks with a lot of style and color options. There's the ExpertBooks for the business professional and ChromeBooks for students and anybody who wants a less expensive, generally speaking, Chrome OS powered laptop. ASUS has it all. You can go to asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. Speaking of computers, we're going to chat with Intel when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the ASUS ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 15 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/us.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife Tip of the Week, I share something that I overlooked before my fishing trip that kept me from landing a couple of big fish. I share what that is right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
So what kept me from landing a couple of big bass? Old fishing line. I thought I had replaced the line on my spinning reel a month or so ago, but I was wrong. The line on that reel was old and broke upon hook set twice. So learn from my mistake and check us out on drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Whether you're now working from home, schooling from home, or perhaps you just want a device to stay entertained and in touch with friends, maybe with group video calling, many of us are upgrading our aging laptop with a newer one. And as you know, what's inside counts. And so I wanted to invite back to the show Lisa McManus. She's an account executive at Intel to tell us what's new, including 10th gen Intel Core processors. Welcome back to the show, Lisa. I trust you're doing well.
Thank you, Mark. I am doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Now, before we talk about 10th gen processors, as I teased in my introduction, let's chat about working from home and schooling from home. The world obviously has dramatically changed over the past couple of months. Tell us about the importance of a good computer.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's amazing, Mark, that when we've spoken in the past, we've always spoken about future-proofing your purchases, right? About what's coming. And I mean, I don't think anybody saw this coming, but we really see the importance of computing right now, because people now have to learn from home, whether it be children learning or post-secondary education learning, working from home as well as playing from home. And you know, a big element of why computers are important for everybody these days is the connect element, right? How do you speak to your grandma? How do you speak to your mom or your dad, your aunts, your friends? It can't be in person anymore. So you know, this element of computing is so important, and it always has been, but not to this level, I think. The other element is creativeness, right? We see folks that are on an ongoing basis, they're not just working, they're now having to be teachers and people managers in their own home. So we see a lot more creative use of computers. So it's been really great, some of the things that have come out, be video creativity or print creativity. So, you know, a good computer allows you to do this well. So that's what I really think it's important. And the number of connections we have, right? Where we may have had two or three computers in the home, now we're seeing folks that need to get four and five computers depending on the size of their family. So connectivity is very important.
When people ask me what gear they should have in order to work productively from home, I often break it into the need to have and then the nice to have. And without question, the most important tool, I would argue, is a reliable computer. Whether it's a laptop or a desktop, that's entirely up to them. They each have their pros and cons, but definitely a computer is the most important. And after that, I think everything else is really secondary. That's my two cents. And when it comes to buying a new PC, Lisa, we tend to look at things like brand and screen size and all that. But why is a processor an important consideration? And what does that processor do exactly?
So what it does is processes data, hence the processor name, sending and retrieving instructions from every piece of hardware that you utilize. Like if you think about it, you have printers, you have monitors, you know, a mouse, keyboards. There's loads of connections that occur, not to mention the software connections. So it really makes a huge difference in the overall performance in terms of making the system more responsive. The higher, faster CPU that you have, the smoother your gameplay, editing and downloading is much easier. So it really drives productivity improvement like that, and it makes your experience much smoother and faster.
Right, and multitasking too. I know a lot of people today have several windows open. They may be video chatting in one corner of the screen. They have a word processor on another part. They've got a web browser open, maybe something like instant messaging app open. So yeah, the better the processor, not just the faster the speeds, but also better multitasking, smoother performance. And the processor is also directly tied to the battery life on a laptop as well. There are some processors that sip rather than gulp electricity. So you definitely want to look for that. So there are differences in processors when you're shopping. think this is a good segue into what's new. So this is now your 10th generation of Intel Core processors. What's all the hype about?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting for us. This mobile series, so for laptops, the H series devices are incredibly fast. So in terms of speeds, and this might be a wee bit techy, but, you know, we're getting speeds up to 5.1 gigahertz, which is unbelievable on a Core i7, 5.3 on a Core i9, really improved speed and capability. So it's pretty exciting for us. What we also have on the new H series is integrated Wi-Fi 6 for responsive gaming and connectivity. And Mark, I know, from a Wi-Fi 6 perspective, it's a relatively new technology, but, you know, it brings 3 times faster download speeds for folks in a much more reliable connection. Also 4 times greater capacity. So like, say up to approximately 100 connections. So if you think about an average home, you know, you have fridges, lights, cameras, computers, cell phones, TVs, lots of connections. So 10th gen really integrates this, so it's a great technology. The other thing that's important in the H series is Thunderbolt 3 provides 4 times more bandwidth than a USB 3.1. So what moves rich media content, connects, like say for example, 2 4K displays with ease. So a lot of exciting things for us on this new launch. From 33 to 44% better performance for the i7 and the i9, 70% faster 4K video exporting for the i7. So there's a lot of amazing speed improvements that we made that the folks will really see in their use models.
We're chatting with Lisa McManus, an account executive at Intel, to tell us what's new with PCs, specifically 10th gen Intel Core processors is what we're learning about. So faster speeds, smoother performance, better multitasking, better energy use for laptops, so it won't drain the battery as much, better connectivity with external devices, so the Lightning connectors and such, and Wi-Fi 6 support. So I know a lot of my listeners have gone out and bought a Wi-Fi 6 enabled router, which is only good if you've got Wi-Fi 6 enabled devices. Sure, it's backward compatible, but if you have a Wi-Fi 6 laptop, like the new H series of the 10th gen processors have, then you can take advantage of those faster speeds and support for more simultaneous devices on the network. This is all great stuff, Lisa. We'll continue chatting with Lisa McManus from Intel after this short break, but hey, if you have any feedback for me on what you'd like on an upcoming Tech It Out episode, or if you have suggestions on topics you'd like me to tackle, reach out to me privately or publicly. My email address is tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. And if you're on social media, you can drop me a note on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube. I'm at Mark Saltzman. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi. This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We're seeing now, so really not a lot of trade-offs anymore. We've really evolved computing so that there's great devices across all brands out there.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, the 10th gen processors that have been rolling out, are they with all the big brands, the likes of Dell and HP and Lenovo and Asus and Surface?
Yep, they will be available across all brands in store now in some cases and coming shortly in others, but across all retailers as well. It's pretty exciting for us, and I think the customer is going to be very happy with their new purchases. You know, as we've learned at Intel in the last 2 to 3 months, people are booting up devices that are sometimes 3 years old, Mark, that haven't even been turned on in 3 years. So you can imagine their surprise and delight when they go out and invest in a new device, you know, to do that live, work, play from home that we need to do right now. I think they're going to be incredibly surprised.
Not to mention many of them are detachable, or they can have a screen that bends back on a 360-degree hinge, so it converts from a laptop to a tablet. There's support for inking, like using a pen. There's support for your fingertips. There's voice support, a camera that can log you in securely through Windows Hello. So there's a lot of other ancillary benefits to today's laptops as well. And then just before we wrap up, Lisa, these are the H-series processors for mobile devices. Our 10th generation chips already in desktops?
Yeah, we have an amazing S-series desktop 10th gen devices that are coming out. Again, incredible performance. You know, an i9-10009K, which means unlocked, has a 31% improvement over a three-year-old device. On an i7, we have 31% overall improvement as well. So incredible elements of thermal boost technology, which means basically, you know, it can make your play and your speed much faster automatically. Turbo Boost Max, automatic performance boost. And, you know, the other exciting thing about this is our Core i9-10900K is the world's fastest gaming processor. So we're super excited about it, Mark. You know, amazing improvements for video play. So those that are gamers will know, you know, frames per second are super important. On i9, i7, 63% more frames per second. So amazing performance improvements for gamers out there. So we're super pumped. And that's in some retailers and some manufacturers now and others coming up. So we're really excited to see that come to life.
Okay, awesome. And finally, if our listeners are shopping for a new device online or at retail, when it's safe, of course, to go and shop again at a store near you, there would be a sticker that says Intel 10th Gen or something like that. And then you mentioned Core i7, i9 as examples, but let's just remind listeners that the higher the number, generally speaking, the greater the performance. It's kind of like a good, better, best, fantastic scenario. So Core i3 is on the lower end. Core i5 is what I would recommend to start with for basic tasks. Core i7 is for gamers and video editors and animators, and Core i9 is the best of the best, the cream of the crop of performance.
That's correct, Mark. On the H series, we did introduce an i5, a couple of i7s, and a couple of i9s. But yes, in 10th gen in general, it really runs up the entire i3, i5, i7, i9s.
Okay, terrific. Lisa McManus, Intel.com to learn more. Thank you so much for your time. Stay healthy. Great chatting with you as always.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Mark. Stay safe.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed this week's Tech It Out, episode 146, inching towards episode 150. That'd be a fun milestone. I've been hosting this show since July of 2017 and very proud of its growth across the country, as well as the podcast is doing well. So thank you to you, the listener. Without you, there would be no show. So thank you. And also thank you to Asus. the title sponsor on this program. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. In fact, I produce each week's Tech It Out on an ASUS ZenBook laptop. Pretty cool, huh? All right. I hope you have a great week ahead, that you remain safe and socially distanced. I can feel that things are starting to move in the right direction. We're starting to get out more. I can feel this sense of normalcy, quote unquote. Let's hope it continues. So be healthy out there. I look forward to chatting with you next weekend, where I've got a slew of new guests continuing the thread of COVID-19 and how technology can help us get through all of this. All the best, everyone. Signing off on the Radio America Network, I'm Mark Saltzman.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get 4 lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, 4 lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in 4 Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The State Department's pink slip, the State Department watchdog, that is, gets his pink slip.
Steve Liddick, the State Department's Inspector General and Obama administration appointee, was fired Friday. According to a senior State Department official, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo removed Liddick, but no reason was given. Liddick had been in the position since 2013. During the Trump administration, Liddick's office had criticized the department's handling of personnel matters and said some of President Donald Trump's appointees had retaliated against career officials. Liddick will be replaced by Stephen Akard, a former career Foreign Service officer who has close ties to Vice President Mike Pence. Mike Crossia, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center says a low-pressure system just off the coast of East Central Florida has become better defined. A Hurricane Hunter plane scheduled to investigate the system later this evening. Now, if the storm continues to become more defined, the Hurricane Center is going to reclassify it as tropical or subtropical depression, and it will be named Arthur. Forecasters say the disturbance right now has the potential to bring heavy rainfall to portions of East Central Florida through tonight. North Carolina residents could also be on alert. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate are at odds over new liability protections for companies trying to reopen amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Democrat Dick Durbin says new liability protections amount to little more than an invitation
for irresponsible corporations to cut corners when it comes to protecting workers as well as protecting their customers.
Republican John Thune says
there's obviously a place for lawsuits,
but only when individuals or companies engage in gross negligence or intentional misconduct.
We will not be giving a free pass to anyone who fails in their basic duties during this crisis.
Thune says companies need to know they won't be sued if they're complying with health guidelines. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows, If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Italian government is easing travel restrictions imposed due to the coronavirus pandemic, allowing people to move freely inside the region where they live and then between nations.
Italy imposed nationwide lockdown rules in early March after it became the first country outside Asia with a major outbreak of coronavirus. But the government has gradually reopened the country as the rates of infections and deaths have fallen. Social distancing rules are being implemented in the sectors of the economy that have reopened. Now the government has given the green light to some areas of international travel. As of June 3, there'll be no quarantine requirement for people coming in from outside Italy. However, officials have not yet been specific on where Italians themselves can travel to. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is imposing new restrictions on Chinese tech giant Huawei, limiting its ability to use American technology to produce semiconductors abroad. Check out breaking news and analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. NASCAR looking to get back on track tomorrow.
NASCAR resumes at Southern Track starting tomorrow and Wednesday at Darlington, South Carolina, before the circuit holds back-to-back races at Charlotte Motor Speedway. NASCAR then heads to Bristol, Tennessee, Atlanta Motor Speedway, and Martinsville, Virginia, before events at Homestead, Miami, and Talladega. Pocono is the first race scheduled north of Virginia and would be followed by the Brickyard 400 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. All these races will be held without fans for now. Patrick Frost reporting.
And Alex Bowman signed a one-year contract extension to remain with Hendrick Motorsports through 2021. The announcement comes a day before Darlington. In fact, Darlington has put in a lot of strict safety protocols, number of members of the team that can be there, number of where the drivers are going to be before the race, and they're threatening $50,000 fines for breaching the rules. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your Cavalier Spaniel acting a bit too spunky? Are your calicos making you catatonic? Does your Chihuahua have you a bit kinda well? If you love animals, obviously you do, care about wildlife and the environment, want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats, well, almost as well as they understand you. If you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, stay tuned because right here, right now, once again, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology,
pet training behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle. So hop up on my couch, bring those adorable little furry buddies with you folks, because it is that time again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never, ever a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if your dog is digging, jumping, humping, your cat looks at the litter box and sticks her nose up and says, there's no way I'm going near that, your cat's keeping you up at night, scratched your favorite chair, you got the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. And let me just remind everyone, whether you're a radio listener or someone new coming to the Pet Show, everyone that calls into the show and does getting through to me live on the air today will be getting a fabulous, fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items were $20, $30, $40 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer all of your pet and animal questions, and at the same time, a great gift will be arriving for your best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. One more time, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away on the show as well. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, but as you guys know by now, I'm never going to get through all my topics, but here's what I'd like to share with you. With so many new adoptions and forces, and bless you guys for doing that, there's been a lot of questions about isolation distress and separation anxiety. Might not have heard the term isolation distress before, but we'll talk about it. So today we're going to take a look at why so many rescue dogs and cats suffer so much from isolation distress. Also coming up on today's show, how do you know if your dog or cats are really stressed out? What to look for and what you can do to help them feel better. And you may not know this, but I get a lot of calls from single women. All right, Al, take it easy. A lot of calls from single women that are beginning a relationship and their dogs hate men. So why is it that some dogs actually hate men? Stay tuned while I resolve the relationship issues between men and women. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great pet items to give away and so much more. So if your pet is jumping or humping, digging, scratching, barking, not using the litter box, not eating, eating too much, counter surfing, hates other dogs and some people, suffers with separation anxiety, your poor Dobie's depressed, your cat keeps you up at night, or your pet are just a little smarter than you are, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. And the question of the day, please take this the right way, guys. Does your dog or cat prefer certain sexes? Does your dog or cat prefer women over men? Prefer men over women? Or does it make any difference? Give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Also, if you have any questions about your dogs and cats with the COVID-19, the coronavirus, how are they dealing with you being home with them all the time? How are you dealing with them? What's going to happen when you go back to work? We'll talk about all of that. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. We'll get to all your calls if the phones are busy. Keep trying. We will get to them. I promise. Also, I want you to grab a pen and paper because I'm going to tell you why. I haven't promoted this a lot, but I'm going to be sharing a lot of stuff on my YouTube channel. Several years ago, I wrote my autobiography. It's called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, and I've never really promoted it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it on my YouTube channel one chapter at a time. Every week or so, you can go there and read a different chapter. So if you're not familiar with some of the things I'm going to be talking about, let me share them with you. Okay, we're going to be talking about the training years and how I trained the dogs for the mafia. As a matter of fact,
the number one mob boss in all of New York City, was a client of mine. I'll be talking about that and reading that chapter on YouTube. Also, the man who taught his dog to win thousands of dollars after I trained it. Some of my celebrity clients, you may not know, that I trained the dogs for Rodney Dangerfield, Al Pacino, David Letterman, Lily Tomlin, the original Mrs. Woolworth, Geraldine Ferraro, many presidents. Also, I did all the training for the animals on Saturday Night Live. And so much more, the Mickey Mouse Club. Anyway, I'm going to be reading that, so check out my YouTube channel. It's YouTube, my name, Warren Eckstein, E-C-K-S-T-E-I-N. There's already hundreds of great videos up there about products, about problems, so check it out. YouTube, my name, Warren Eckstein. I'll be reading my autobiography starting next week, and I think you're going to find it interesting and kind of amazing that I'm still alive and talking to you every week. All right, let me get right to the busy phone lines here on the Pet Show. How about we start out with my friend Christopher? Hey, Christopher, how can I help you today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing super. What's up?
Good. Okay, here's my question. I got the food that you gave, you sent to me, and I thank you so much. Beautiful bag. But my only question is, I read some things about grain-free and with the heart problem. Can you clear this up for me?
I'm going to clear it up for you right now. You just keep feeding what you're feeding. In other words, there are so many different reports. If you were to really focus on grain, there's so many different pro-grain, no-pro-grain. In terms of the food that I sent you, that's the food that I feed my own pets. That's the best I can tell you.
Okay. Okay.
But, if you want more, have you gone? Hey, Chris, have you gone to their website?
No, I haven't checked it yet. I just got it, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, go to their website, LucyPetFood.com. Go to their website. There's a great article there. One of the main guys, in fact, I've had him on the show. When it comes to animal nutrition, he's the go-to guy. So I want you to go to their website. I want you to check it out. But in terms of their food, this is the food I feed my own pets. My family feeds their pets, and I recommend. So that's the food I recommend you stay on, Christopher.
Okay. Then my other quick question was, my dog plays on the grass all the time, and he developed a little bump on his paw. And do you think there's some grass or some kind in that to make that bump?
Well, it could be.
He doesn't feel it. It's not hurting him. But it's there. I see it,
Is it possible that he got stung or bitten by something?
No, I didn't see any bees. It's like a real clear, nice thing of grass. Like there's no bugs or nothing.
Okay, no tick, grass, no nothing. There's no tick in the back. You know what a tick looks like, right?
Yeah, tick. Yeah, I know what that looks like, yeah.
Okay, here's what I would do. I would watch it carefully, make sure he's not. Is he licking on it a lot?
Okay.
Is he licking on it a lot, Christopher?
Yeah. He's around me a lot, yeah.
No, is he licking on that bump a lot?
Oh, no, on and off. Not a lot, but I say once or twice a day.
Okay, if he starts licking on it, what you may want to do is you may want to check with the vet, because what happens is if they get into the habit of licking, it can develop into what's called a lick granuloma, and that could be more difficult to get rid of. So check with your vet on that. I don't see it as a major problem. If it gets worse, I want you to go to a website called Nature Vet. They have a product called Bitter Yuck, which is non-alcoholic, and you can spray it on that as well.
Okay. Do you have time for one quick question?
Go ahead, real quick.
Okay. What do you do if your dog, you get coronavirus and it's just you and your dog? What do you do?
It's a great question. Here's what I've done. I tell people that they need to pre-plan. For example, if you're healthy now, it's very possible you could get the COVID-19 virus, so you should have somebody already someone you know that's willing to come in and either take your dog to their home or come to your home to take care of your dog. You got to set that all up. I'm thinking the same thing right now. Knock on wood, I'm healthy, I'm staying home, but there are so many things to do. If you were to get the COVID or coronavirus, you need to make plans right now if you have to leave the home. Very often, if it's not serious, you can stay home with your pet. However, even if you get the COVID virus and you are home with your pet, if you can have someone come over to maybe feed the pet and not pet him as much or hug and kiss him as much, that can go a long way as well.
If they want to come in your house, that's the thing.
That's why you got to find family or friends that are willing to work with you. You have to, because you got to pre-plan for that. The same thing as an earthquake or a fire or any disaster. Hey, Chris, I appreciate that phone call. Thanks an awful lot. I know I sent you some food a while ago, so I ain't sending you nothing. So go to their website, naturevet.com. Check out their Bitter Yuck. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. You know what? what? Let me take a quick break. When we come back, Roy, Sandy, Julie will get to you. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Now, you guys know by now that I talk about Lucy Pet Formulas Life Pet Food and their incredible prebiotic formula. And in my opinion, just as you heard me talking before, is by far the best food on the market. In fact, Lucy Pet Food is what I feed my own guys, Molly and Willie. But the benefits of Lucy Pet Food really, really go beyond that. In fact, many police departments and rescue organizations and individuals all over the United States and Canada keep saying, Warren, thank you for letting us know about Lucy Pet Food. I want you to hear from a friend of mine. His name is Danny Cassidy. You know, Danny, I know you've been working with police dogs and military dogs for a long, long time. And I know it's obvious that if a dog feels good, just like a person, they're going to work better. Like professional athletes, though, your dogs are a little bit different because every time you go out on patrol, your life may depend on them. That's why it's so critical they're as healthy as they possibly can. So why is it that Oxnard Police Department and so many other police department canine units across the country and Canada are now feeding Lucy pet food? And what are some of the amazing benefits you guys have actually been seeing?
I've been trying different types of food for about 20 years. And when I started using Lucy Pet, I immediately saw a difference in the dog's drive, how healthy he is, how happy he is. At times, we're actually using the food as a reward system while training the dogs because they like it so much. These dogs are running at a high level all the time. And sometimes when we're out on a call, we got one shot at it, and we got to get it right. We got to make sure that dog is healthy and happy and ready to go.
Hey, thanks a lot, Officer Cassin. First of all, thank you for the amazing work you, your officers, and the dogs do every single day, keeping us all safe. And I want to thank my good friends over at Lucy Pet Food for keeping the dogs healthy and happy as well. Here's what I want you to do. I put together a special deal for my listeners at Lucy Pet. Here's the deal. If you log on to LucyPetFood.com today, LucyPetFood.com, when you get to the promo code, type in my name, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, and the number 20. LucyPetFood.com, promo code Warren20. Listen to this deal. I'm not going to get this anywhere else. Not only will you receive 20% off your entire order, that means if you order $5 worth or $5,000 worth, it doesn't make any difference. You're going to get 20% off your entire order. But I said, you know what, Joey, I need more. So not only will you receive 20% off your entire order, shipping is absolutely free. So log on right now to LucyPetFood.com. LucyPetFood.com. Type in promo code Warren20. Get 20% off and shipping absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Looking for the eagles. Looking high and low. Highest for the eagles. Lowest where the eagles go.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife Tip of the Week, I share something that I overlooked before my fishing trip that kept me from landing a couple of big fish. I'll share what that is right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
So what kept me from landing a couple of big bass? Old fishing line. I thought I had replaced the line on my spinning reel a month or so ago, but I was wrong. The line on that reel was old and broke upon hook set twice. So learn from my mistake and check us out on DrawnToWildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Babylon announced Tuesday a comprehensive care solution aimed to quickly put 24/7 digital healthcare services into the hands of millions of New Yorkers as the company joins Mount Sinai Health Partners. Key tools through the Babylon app include a new COVID-19 care assistant with an option to speak to clinicians by video. The service will take pressure off of emergency rooms, doctor's offices, and other medical services at a time when so many are at capacity. Babylon CEO and founder Dr. Ali Parsa.
Our job now is to provide a primary care doctor in the pocket of every citizen of the city of New York, one of the greatest cities in the world, deserve to have one of the best health systems in the world.
Dr. Robert W. Fields, Chief Medical Officer of Mount Sinai Health Partners.
We need to expand how we define delivery of care rather than just office space. It's just one option, but now expanding into telemedicine and on-demand care.
For more information, visit BabylonHealth.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
The year of the cat. Hey, we're back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Just a reminder, everyone that calls into the show will get a great gift for their dog or cat. I got my hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy pet food to give away, T-shirts, copies of my behavior books, dog or cat, cat's incredible litter, hemp seed oil, Arthur's Soup Gold, Mushroom Max. Everyone that calls in gets to be live on the air today will be getting a great gift for their dog or cat. 877-725-8255. That is the phone number, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Roy. Hey, Roy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Hey, great program. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, Roy. How can I help you today?
Warren, for about 2 years now, we've tried to find two middle-aged, big male-female golden retrievers, blonde, golden, red, doesn't matter, and we always come up short. Can you give us a lead?
Have you gone to Golden Retriever Rescue?
Yes.
Where? I know you're in California. Which one did you go to this?
Southern Cal Golden Retriever Rescue Society.
And they could not help you out?
Non-responsive, no.
Non-responsive?
Correct.
Huh. My engineer, Al, is telling me, how long ago, I'm just saying, how long ago did you contact them? Have they just been out of contact perhaps since the COVID, or has it been before that?
No, we've been looking for about 2 years.
Wow, 2 years. Okay. So, well, here's what I would do. First of all, send them an email. I can't understand why they're not at least contacting you. You also might want to contact, I know it's different, but Labrador Rescue, sometimes they also do rescue with the others. There's more than one Golden Retriever Rescue in Southern California. Have you gone online and checked out Golden Retriever Rescue and seen more than one in Southern California?
I have, and when I look at the rescues that are available, there's usually five people in line to get them.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, let's be realistic. Everyone wants a golden retriever, so
right.
It's gonna be. Why specifically a golden, not a mixed breed? You definitely want a golden retriever.
We had two. They lasted, stayed with us for about 9 years, and went to doggy heaven. And they took the place of our kids when our kids moved out. So we want to try and replace them.
All right, so here's what I want you to do, okay? Go out of state. Try Golden Retriever Rescue in Arizona, Golden Retriever Rescue in Nevada, where there's less people vying for Golden Retrievers. I would go out of state and try that. I would also contact the Golden Retriever Club of America
and contact the Golden Retriever Rescue of America and get a listing. There are some small organizations you may not know about, but I believe at this point, you know, rescuing a golden, but you want an older dog, so it should not be that difficult for you to find. You know, obviously you can scour the shelters, but I think the most important thing right now is to go to the National Club, Golden Retriever Club, and get a list of all the rescues, specifically in the Nevada area or in the Arizona area. Well, I got to move on, but keep me posted. Let me know. I'm going to put you on hold. Let's send Roy a T-shirt that says, none of my friends woke up, but you call me back when you get the dogs and I'll help you out. Gosh, looking for two older golden retrievers and having a difficult time finding them. Sometimes in the more states that have a more population, like California, it's more difficult, especially for a breed like a golden retriever or a Labrador retriever. So good luck. Hopefully you find, if there's a golden retriever, people out there listening, give me a call. Phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone. You didn't hear a word I said. You got to get it through your head. Don't be a stubborn cluck. Ernie lay aside the duck. I learned a thing or two from years of playing in the band. It's hard to play a saxophone with something in your...
I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals, and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets, too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
On Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premi is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Five 877-725-8255. Hey, Sandy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you, Warren. I call you Dr. Warren.
you can call me Warren. That's okay, Sandy. What can I do for you?
Well, I've had all my questions answered today, but what I wanted to ask you, can I grind up? Lily's had some dental extractions, and she's been on a real loose diet, and I was just wondering, can I grind up the Lucy Pet food?
Yeah, how long ago did she have the surgery?
Let's see, it's been probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Okay, yeah, so what I would do is you can take the Lucy Pet food. And, you know, a lot of small dogs eat it, but if you just had the surgery, you can put it in a blender or what do they call those, the bullets? I don't even know what they're called. In a blender, yeah, you can absolutely break it up and just start mixing that with the other food, and little by little you can switch over and she'll be absolutely fine. No problem
good.
At all.
Well, listen, I use the Hugs and Kisses all the time. I had two left, and I thought, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? I'm just about out.
I'll tell you what you can do. Yeah, I'll tell you what. No. I'm putting you on hold, Sandy, because I adore you. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you some Hugs and Kisses for your dog. How's that?
Oh, I love you. Thank you. And Lucy, but I found out today one of my questions that was answered. She's itching so, and she'd had a flea pill, you know, and I thought, well, maybe it's allergies, you know.
I know you live in Southern California where I live, and let me tell you, this allergy season is incredible between the winds that have been blowing the last few weeks and everything else, so it's very possible it's allergy. If it, you know, get her on the Hugs and Kisses right away, grind in that Lucy pet food, and I think that it may stop. If not, though, you may have to have her allergy checked by the vet. Got to move on, Sandy. Let's put Sandy on hold, send her a jar of the Hugs and Kisses supplements. Phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Arnie in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Arnie, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. Hi. My question is, my dog, it's a beautiful dog. It's 4 years old, and it just keeps humping and humping when people come over. How can I, without hurting my dog?
First of all, hurting is not even a word in my vocabulary. What type of dog is it, Arnie?
It's a small poodle-like.
Okay. And is it neutered?
No.
Why?
I just got him, and he was an adopted one.
Bless you for adopting him, but listen to me carefully, okay? I can tell from your voice. What's your dog's name?
Charlie.
You're falling in love with Charlie, right? Charlie's like your best friend already, right?
Yes.
And you want Charlie to live as long and have the healthiest and happiest life he possibly can, right?
Amen, yes.
Then let's get him neutered. Here's why. A male dog that's not neutered is much more chance of getting prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and other types of physiological problems. So forgetting the moral reasons alone, there's too many dogs out there, getting him neutered is the right thing to do. Once you get him neutered, and also I want you to understand, I don't know where he's adopted from, but there were a lot of other dogs. The humping or mounting of a dog is not necessarily sexual behavior. Very often a dog will mount everyone that walks into the house, every dog that he sees, as a sign of dominant behavior, especially if he was bullied before. So I don't know the dog's background, but he comes into your home in Detroit, Arnie, and he finds Nirvana, a great home, someone that loves him, gives him the greatest food, lots of hugging, lots of kissing. But when other people come into your home, he feels challenged because maybe something negative had happened around other people in the past. So therefore, the humping takes place not because he finds their legs so attractive. So tell him not to feel flattered, okay? Tell him the dog is just trying to dominate. So there's two things you need to do right off the bat. Right off the bat is have the dog neutered. Second of all, I'm also going to send you a copy of my book. I want you to start training right now because if you have a positive way to communicate with the dog, you can control the behavior in a positive way. If you're constantly telling the dog no, 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 for humping, you're going to create more of a problem. So using your basic training, you know, sit, stay, heel, whatever, makes all the difference in the world. But the first thing I want you to do, Arnie, is get that dog neutered. Let's put Arnie on hold, send him a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Appreciate that phone call. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Do you believe dogs can actually tell the difference between, or do your dogs prefer men over women? I get a lot of calls from single women, occasionally single men, who are starting to date. For some reason, they can't because their dog doesn't like the man that they want to date. Why is it that some dogs hate men? Is there a reason? Are we bullies? Is it our fault? We'll talk about that. Continue answering all of your pet and animal questions at 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Quick break, and then right back to your phone calls. Listen to me carefully. Many of you guys listen to me here every week on the Pet Show, and you really expressed a tremendous amount of concern about the over 1,500 animals at Delta Rescue. And with a mandatory stay-at-home order, how is Delta going to manage to care for those 1,500 animals? Well, listen carefully. After checking the temperature of every single staff member, Leo Grillo, my good friend and Delta's founder, offered them special incentives if they would isolate themselves at the Delta Sanctuary to remain as safe as possible while caring for all of Delta's animals. The rest of the staff is not allowed to come to work and endanger the lockdown staff. So, Delta Rescue needs your emergency help, not yesterday, but now. This lockdown is a major, major financial strain, and Leo is asking partners like you to support his life-saving decision. Delta is committed to keeping their animals safe no matter what. I want you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org, DeltaRescue.org, and donate there. PayPal, credit card. You know, some of Delta's staff is actually living at the office just to handle your gifts and phone calls. Remember, until Delta rescued all these animals, they were let down by human beings in the past. Please help support Delta Rescue during this most challenging of times. I'm donating, and so should you. I hope you'll donate today. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or call them 661-269-4010. 661-269-4010, 661-269-4010, or log on to DeltaRescue.org. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, the American Medical Association offers advice on maintaining your physical and mental health. These steps, outlined by AMA President Dr. Patrice Harris, include understanding your feelings, channeling anxiety or helplessness into action, taking care of yourself, creating new routines, occasionally turning off social media and the news, staying connected with others, and talking with your children in an age-appropriate way. Remember, it's particularly important to focus on the things that are within your control.
Do you really know how to prepare a ribeye steak? In a new online series from Exmark called Prime Cuts, David Bancroft talks with some of the world's best grill chefs. This includes James Beard Award winner Kevin Nashon, who shows viewers secrets for cooking the perfect ribeye. To view the full episode along with bonus content, visit backyard.exmark.com. Prime Cuts is part of Backyard Life, which focuses on giving both home and acreage owners tips for making the most of their outdoor experience.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Our hope you're safely walking the dog, keeping that social distancing between you and who else is walking their dogs. Hey, we're back on the Pet Show. The phone number here, great time to call me, 877-725-8255. So I got lots of great stuff to give away, plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. If anyone out there has ever dated someone where their dog or cat really didn't like that person, I'd love to hear from you. I'd send you a great gift. So if you've dated someone or started to date someone and it didn't work out because your dog or cat didn't like that person, give me a call, 877-725-8255. But right now, we're going to my friend Patty in Minnesota. Hey, Patty, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. So happy you're taking calls. It's so fortunate for us to have you as our helper.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm so fortunate to have you as a listener, but what can I do for you, Patty?
I have a granddaughter with a nine-month-old kitten, and she works, so she's not able to call you, so I told her I'd try. She cleaned up a mess he had on his tail, and he just attacked her something terrible. I would like to be able to purchase your book for her if I could.
Oh, don't worry about purchasing, but let me ask you a question. How long has she had the cat now?
Oh, I think it was just a kitten when she got it.
And this is the first time the cat's ever shown aggressive behavior?
That's right.
And she went to clean it.
First she's told me about it.
Well, no, the cat, and she was cleaning the cat's tail or butt area?
The end of the tail.
And why was it so dirty?
She got into her mess, or his mess, when he
when he got out of the litter box.
I don't know. Maybe that
okay,
was
so,
it.
Yeah, first of all, it's very, very possible. Anytime you have aggressive reaction or assertive reaction on a cat or a dog that's never shown that type of behavior before, it could be indicative of some type of pain. So it's very possible, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm just kind of guessing here, it's very possible that the fact the cat was in the litter box and got it on his tail, that when the fat cat was eliminating, he wasn't eliminating in a healthy move. He might have had diarrhea or he might have been a little constipated and associated some pain with that, therefore acting aggressively when your daughter went to clean his tail because he associated that with the pain. Now, I don't know that for a fact, but very often pain is what causes that reaction. I'm sure the tail is cleaned off at this point now. If it happens again, I would definitely suggest that your daughter, I'm going to send you a copy of the book, by the way, but I would have your daughter give me a call because there may be more to it than we're thinking about at this point. You know, dogs and cats don't all of a sudden change their behavior. There's usually a reason for it. In fact, I may share a story with you a little bit later about how a clothes dryer stop the cat from using the litter box. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But anyway, Patty, I want you to make sure, let her touch the tail a little bit more. Let her start massaging the cat. If she finds it's a specific spot on the back of the tail where the cat seems to really not be enjoying it, maybe that's something that should be checked by your local vet.
Oh, sure. Okay. Saturdays. Can she call you during the week?
Well, I know she can. You know what? She can. I'm going to send you a copy of the book. She can always either send me an email or lots of information on the site. During the week, I hybrid. I'm too busy rescuing animals. Literally, you have no idea how many animals I'm rescuing during the week. But anyway, let me put you on hold. Good grandma, I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and I really do appreciate that phone call. You know, let me just talk about this for a second. I've got plenty of time for you, so don't go anywhere. You know, this week alone, I got a call from a woman. Actually, it was an email from a woman who said she's had this cat for a lot of years. The cat always used the litter box, never had any problem with the litter box in the past, but all of a sudden is not using the litter box anymore. So I put on my pet detective hat, and I started speaking to her. I said, well, listen, have you made any changes in your home? New boyfriend, new girlfriend, one of each, new animal, new kid, new furniture. She said, no, everything in the house is exactly the way it was. So it kind of startled me a little bit. I said, okay, so let me figure out what's going on here. So I kept delving. I said, where's the litter box? She said, the litter box is in the washroom, in the laundry room. So my question to her was, it's in the laundry room. Have you made any changes in the laundry room? She said, well, the only thing we did was change the dryer. And I said to her, well, let me ask you a question. When the dryer's finished cycling, does it make a loud noise to let you know it's done? She goes, absolutely, much louder than the other dryer I had in the past. So I said, let's see, call a service person in, and what they can do is they can disconnect so the dryer doesn't make that loud noise when it's finished cycling. They turn that off. 2 days later, the cat's back in the litter box, problem solved. It was a loud noise of the new dryer when it went off that scared the cat out of the litter box. Something as minor as that scared the cat out of the litter box, and no one, she spoke to her vet, she spoke to behavior, no one could figure out why. It turns out it was simply the noise of the dryer. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Esperanza, Maui, Teresa, Bill, don't go anywhere. We'll get right back to your calls right after this. You know, you hear me talk about my own Hugs and Kisses supplements from time to time. And so many dogs and cats out there have difficulty with dry skin, itching, hairballs, lots of shedding. That's what really inspired me to develop my own Hugs and Kisses supplements over 30 years ago. And now Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, by the way, two different formulas and very rich in antioxidants, has been a healthy daily treat for literally generations of dogs and cats. I wish you would go to my website, thepetshow.com, or go to amazon.com and read all of the 5-star testimonials about my Hugs and Kisses. If you want to control your dog's shedding, if the dander is driving you crazy and your poor cat is suffering with hairballs and fleas, well, you need to get them on my Hugs and Kisses supplements today. Remember, two different formulas, one for dogs, one for cats. Log on to my website. It's thepetshow.com. Don't forget that THC, thepetshow.com. You can order the Hugs and Kisses and many items there. Also, literally hundreds and hundreds of free articles by me as well. Or you can go to amazon.com also. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. So check out amazon.com or thepetshow.com. Or if you want to speak to someone, call Julie, my assistant. Here's my office phone number, 1-800-430 and the word hugs. 1-800-430-HUGS, 1-800-430-4847, or log on to thepetshow.com or amazon.com or walmart.com today. If you want a healthy dog and a healthy cat and a lot less hair around the house, Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats should be part of your dog and your cat's nutritional every single day. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Babylon announced Tuesday a comprehensive care solution aimed to quickly put 24/7 digital healthcare services into the hands of millions of New Yorkers as the company joins Mount Sinai Health Partners. Key tools through the Babylon app include a new COVID-19 care assistant with an option to speak to clinicians by video. The service will take pressure off of emergency rooms, doctor's offices, and other medical services at a time when so many are at capacity. Babylon CEO and founder Dr. Ali Parsa.
Our job now is to provide a primary care doctor in the pocket of every citizen of the city of New York, one of the greatest cities in the world, deserves to have one of the best health systems in the world.
Dr. Robert W. Fields, Chief Medical Officer of Mount Sinai Health Partners.
We need to expand how we define delivery of care rather than just office space. It's just one option, but now expanding into telemedicine and on-demand care.
For more information, visit BabylonHealth.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Take my puppy everywhere. We're back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Exxon. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. Teresa Bell Esperanza, you'll be my first call, is coming back. But it's a great time to call me when we go to break. So I've got lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, T-shirts, and books. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.